T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Starting out in Washington this morning, let's bring in correspondent Jay O'Brien. Another delegation of American lawmakers is visiting Taiwan. This is coming just 12 days after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit. Jay, how has this delegation been greeted?
Well, they've been greeted by the Taiwanese officials fairly well, just as Speaker Pelosi was. This is a delegation that's led by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. They've been greeted well by the Taiwanese president. They met with the Taiwanese president last night. They're still on the ground there. They're set to leave this morning. But obviously, China has reacted very strongly to this delegation as well. If you remember, what the Chinese response to Speaker Pelosi's visit was to ramp up military drills in the skies and waters around Taiwan. Those were very significant, very serious military drills. They ended last Wednesday. China says it's going to enact more drills. It's not expected that they're going to react as harshly, as militarily to this visit as they did Speaker Pelosi's visit, but we're waiting to see exactly how the Chinese formulate their response.
The idea of more lawmakers to head out to Taiwan, I mean, is this an act of defiance, if it were, to almost as much to say that, hey, China, we're not afraid of you. We're not going to listen to and bow down to everything you say. I mean, is that what's really behind this visit?
Certainly on the part of the lawmakers, absolutely. And the other point of this is that it's a bipartisan issue. So what you just described, what lawmakers may be thinking here, that's exactly what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said about Speaker Pelosi's visit, that the Chinese government, and I'm paraphrasing here, doesn't get to tell members of Congress where they can go and where they can't go. And you're seeing it exemplified again today by a Democratic Senator, Ed Markey. But what's coming next is it's not the legislative body's job. It's not Congress's job to mitigate the ongoing relationship with China. That's on the executive branch. So China is going to react to these visits. They're obviously going to get upset by these visits. And then it's up to the Biden administration, it's up to the State Department to try to manage that Chinese response and go forward with some kind of diplomatic conversation. It's worth pointing out, President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are in talks to have a face-to-face meeting, according to a White House official, at some point in the future. An exact date isn't set.
Now, Pelosi's visit wasn't the first congressional visit to Taiwan. How often do these delegations go over there?
Well, for Speaker Pelosi, that was a rare visit. So she was the highest ranking U.S. official to go in decades since Newt Gingrich when he was Speaker of the House. High ranking U.S. officials do not typically go to Taiwan. The president doesn't go. The vice president doesn't go. The U.S. doesn't even have an embassy in Taiwan. We have something called the American Institute in Taiwan, which is our de facto embassy on the ground there. So the U.S. doesn't have overt official diplomatic relationships with Taiwan, but obviously we have a very good unofficial diplomatic relationship with Taiwan. Congressional delegations do go, but obviously this delegation is getting focused now because they come so soon after the speaker's visit, which the Chinese government obviously took serious issue with.
Hey, Jay, thank you. Jay O'Brien joining us live this morning with the latest. More lawmakers headed over to Taiwan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.